Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome too from Lewis Ferguson, the radio station manager, who records every one of our Holy Half Hour programmes. But today, for a change, Lewis is going to be our special guest and co-presenter. So it's great to have you, Lewis, on this side of the microphone today.
Thanks for having us.
How are you? In good form?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
So the idea of this programme arose out of a conversation which Lewis and I were having about the power of music to change our moods. So take it away, Lewis. Tell us more about what you were thinking there.
Well, basically, music's been a big part of my life since I was young. Listening to it, not playing it. I can't play an instrument. But music is such an uplifting thing, and it covers so many different, as you say, moods, and various songs can deal with a particular mood, whether it's in a putting you in a mood or getting you out of a mood. So it's various different styles of music.
So we're calling this program mood music.
Mood music, yes, aye. And one of the categories that you came up with, a great title, is goosebumps. Something that gives you goosebumps. And the song that does that for me, not as much song, but the tune, is this one.
I recognise the tune right enough, Amazing Grace. Do you remember when it was Top of the Pops?
1972, and it topped the charts for 6 weeks.
You're an encyclopedia of knowledge about these things. So that gives you goosebumps, does it?
Yes, it does. I think because of the production on it, the bagpipes, makes you proud. Just makes me, the overall sound just, it doesn't matter when I hear it, or where I hear it, just makes it.
You come to attention.
Without a doubt, it's amazing. And of course, the words to the actual hymn as such, it's always very, very emotional as well, very meaningful.
Well, for me, the equivalent might be, I don't think there is an equivalent, but let me pick one that gives me goosebumps. And listen to this. Mm. Well, it's quite a catchy wee tune, that.
Love jazz and what it's all about. It was excellent, yeah.
Can you name that tune?
I believe it was Dave Brubeck and the Unsquare Dance.
Yeah. We once did a programme about the table tennis club in Saltcoats, and we added table tennis balls bouncing to it. That was quite clever.
I remember how you got the sound effect. Really imaginative.
I suppose the thing about Goosebumps is you just can't analyse it and explain it. It either gives you goosebumps or it doesn't.
That's very, very true. As you see, you can't explain it. But there's other songs that do that to me, but that one that I sort of selected was one of them.
But as you say, your mood gets changed, and the same tune always manages to do it for you.
It does, without a doubt. And it doesn't matter how many times you hear it, where, when, what country, whatever. It just does it for you in a very positive way. I think it brings you more in a positive way.
So let's hear one that we both enjoy for the same reason. You want to explain this one?
Yeah, it's the saxophone playing in this particular track by a gal called Ralph Ravenscroft, sadly no longer with us. It's probably the most recognised saxophone playing in the world in this particular song, I would say. From a Scotsman, Jerry Rafferty. This is Baker Street.
Quite like the saxophone myself. I'm just glad you didn't include in that piece of music some violins. Otherwise they'd be saying 3TFM, all you get is sax and violins.
Oh, Alec. Very good.
Right. Music gives us goosebumps. What about this thought, that you hear a snippet of music, not a big piece, just even a bar or two, and it does something to you. Instant effect. Can you give me an example of something that does that for you?
Yeah, well, I think we could maybe play a wee medley of stuff with various sort of tunes that can make people feel that way. Maybe start with this.
Right, so if Lewis plays his little medley here, let's see how you, the listener, feels with each one of these in quick succession.
Thank you.
And I have various different snippets of music, which...
I would call them evocative snippets.
Without a doubt, yes. And there's some very, very important ones in there, I think.
You can remember being at the last post, Remembrance. And
which is a very important part, I think, of Britain's history, to be honest with you. The monarchy is involved with it, some great classical tunes in there. The Bridal March, which affects a lot of people. Yeah. Memories, and of course Scotland's anthem there.
You were talking about, as a DJ, mood music affecting your audience and affecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But as a minister, I have that as well. So I'm standing at the end of the aisle at a wedding, and the bride's at the other end of the aisle, and you just get, here comes the bride, and everybody stands, and everything clicks in. And it's amazing to see the power of just the first three notes.
Yeah. Because folk recognise that and are happy for the couple and the future ahead of them. So I think music's important in that aspect in life.
In the Bible, like 3,000 years ago, you know the shepherd boy David, who became King David and wrote Psalm 23? He started off as a harpist. He was a shepherd, but he played the harp as well. Amused himself in the hills maybe, or at other times. He was actually brought in to King Saul, who suffered from moods, probably manic depression, bipolar nowadays. And David had to play his harp to soothe the king. And that's how we first hear of David meeting up with the king. So that's 3,000 years ago, recording about the effects of music to change the mood. So that moves us to another section. Let's do therapeutic music. Here's a piece of music that is quite therapeutic for me, because my wife and I, Patricia and I, were in Spain on holiday, and we were approaching the Parliament building. It was a blue sky, perfect weather in Spain, on holiday. And as we approached the palace, there was a busker playing Spanish guitar music. And just the moment of everything being perfect, on holiday, in Spain, beautiful scenery, beautiful weather, happy feeling, and then this busker topped it all with his music, so we just had to buy a CD. So that was Alfredo López Rey, a Spanish guitar music expert. Well, he was busking, but we bought his CD, and every time we play that, it takes Patricia and I right back to that moment in Spain. So in the same theme, same thought of that, what would do that for you, Lewis?
When it comes to a particular tune getting played, it reminds me of a particular place. One of my favourite artists is James Last, German orchestra leader, who's got two very famous brothers who were not just as successful as James, but done some beautiful stuff as well. And it's a song which used to get played a lot when, I believe it was Scottish Television, used to end the night's programmes. They used to play this tune, and it reminds me of that as well. And it was, that's what got me into the song. Mm-hmm. And then it got me into the guy, the piano player, Richard Clayderman.
Oh, yes.
And this is actually what I'm going to say. I think a better version that James Last does.
This is Ballad for Adeline.
Ballad for Adeline. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
one of the other reasons that I particularly picked that track is because when I was a younger guy, 15, 16, and doing studying for my O-levels, it would have been as they were called in those days, to relax at night, I used to put on this particular album that came from, and used to listen to a lot of it at night. It got me relaxed to start the next day at schooling with O-levels, which is quite a stressful time. It's schooling, but not as much now for me, but although life's always about learning, but that particular time, that particular song and album got me through some kind of, not struggles, but a stressful time. Mm. When you want to go and play with your pals, but you've got to study, but it's worth it in the end, I suppose, long term. But that album and the memories of that, to be up late at night watching the telly and when it finishes, all brings back memories.
It's interesting to know what a DJ plays for his own benefit, never mind for the public. So when you get home at night after a whole day of playing records for everybody else, what you like to play for yourself?
Yeah, it varies, and in my case it does vary. Quite surprising, I think, because when you're in this industry, during the day, like radio stations got a music policy, and we play a lot of different stuff, cover all aspects, but you tend to, when you got me anyway, go home, I play stuff different for it, I would deal with it in the radio station, just to get the change away from it. And then see, with me, it's more of a easy listen, soul, classical kind of stuff.
So you've got one lined up here, this is a soul music piece.
Yeah, I think this lady is absolutely fabulous. Randy Crawford, and she's recorded some really lovely stuff, without a doubt. This being one of them, One Day I'll Fly Away. Amazing vocals, absolutely amazing. And that lady's career started out in the disco era. She was part of a group called the Crusaders, and they were very talented. There was about 8 or 9 folk in that group, and she was the lead lady, the vocalist. That was their hit. And the song itself, it's actually about, well, working girls, street workers, which they've made into a massive, big hit. And then, when you listen to the meanings of the song, but her voice brought her to prominence. She then became a solo artist. That was her first solo hit. And she went on to have many, many hits after that. Rainy Night in Georgia for the wonderful Brooke Benton. Almaz, which is a beautiful song she released in 86. And so many hits. Unbelievable. She's got quite a repertoire behind her as that lady. I could listen to her any time of day, night.
I love that song, Rainy Night in Georgia. And I change the words when I'm in the shower, you know. It's Rainy Night in Silkwood.
All the time, yes. You must be good at singing it then, Alex.
So, let me ask a very impossible question to a DJ for many, many years. How long you been a DJ?
Since I was about, well, my first ever disco, I was 12. I remember that very first disco, and it was two mono turntables with two microphones in front of them for my school disco. It was the leaving primary school, going into secondary, and I'd done a disco, about a 15-minute set, what a buzz. And then I got into the youth club. I was involved in a youth club, two in fact, and they had their mobile disco gear. So I started going out mobile when I was about 14, I'd say. Not making money, but just getting the great experience. Then into hospital radio, and then into West Sound Radio, and now this sector, the level 3 tier radio. So it was about, I'd say 14, which is...
5 years ago.
I was going to say 7 years ago. A long time, a good, since about 1978.
That is a long time, right. So let me ask you an impossible question. Out of all the tracks you've ever played, and that, what's your favourite track?
Oh, my favourite track changes every day, without a doubt.
And favourite group then?
My favourite
or
group?
Singer?
Favourite group's definitely a group called Tavares, who are an American group. Started out in the late 50s as a doo-wop kind of group.
Uh-huh.
But they're brothers. These guys are all brothers. And they're still alive. Sometimes these groups, one of the brothers passes away, and but they're still together, and recorded some stuff in the 60s, then became prominent in 1973 with a producer, Johnny Bristol, who cut an album. Their first album was Check It Out. Since then, they had many disco hits in the UK, and they were featured on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. The Bee Gees actually wrote More Than a Woman for them, which was featured on the album. They got a Grammy for it. But this next tune I'm going to play is actually one which I think it sums up their vocal talents to perfection. It's got a slight beat to it, it's melodic. I just love it. Tavares, never had a love like this before.
You sure have got me, girl. Into my reality, oh yes you are, more than just a love token. Hey girl, we've got it working, working, working.
Never had a love like this before.
No, no, never.
Never had a love like this before.
Never had a love never, like this
never,
before.
Never had a love like this before.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM with me, Reverend Alec Noble, and Lewis Ferguson, chatting together about mood music. We've been thinking about music giving us goosebumps. We've been thinking about it as evocative snippets. You hear a couple of beats and you immediately know what it is, and it changes your mood. And we're thinking about therapeutic music. Well, my one, Lewis, to match your therapeutic ones, I think would be this one by Nina Simone. Feeling good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
See, that's the kind of song that if you put it on, it does change how you're feeling.
Without a doubt, that's a classic tune, a classic tune. It does make you feel good. It's, I think it's a vocal, and it's the music that absolutely superb.
So our holy half hour's wearing on, but I think we've time to squeeze in one other category, maybe, of mood music. And this would be, well, let's finish on a more rousing note. So rousing mood music, what would you suggest?
I would go for this next one, which I just think is so upbeat, energetic. You can sing along to it. It's got everything that makes a top quality record. This song is over 50 years old and still sounds fresh. I love it. It's from the Four Tops.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone.
You know what I mean? I just think that's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And you've got another one lined up?
Yeah, I do. This next one. It was hard to pick between that one and this next song. This next one's definitely got a distinctive rousing sound to it because it was produced by Phil Spector, who did have his own sound. And this is the next one's from Ike and Tina Turner. So many people try to copy that sound and I've never ever achieved it.
It's a unique sound.
Without a doubt. And I believe it took about a year to perfect the sound. But Phil Spector songs usually done that. And well, that was an all-time classic again.
How did it take a year to perfect a sound? How do you do that?
The producer knew what he was looking for and he worked at it. I believe Phil Spector, so I'm talking about.
You just got him to sing over and over till they hit it.
It was the actual sound. And I think somebody told me, I read, and I've reason to believe that this was actually recorded in a garage. Like a garage in your house, you park your car. Yeah,
they should have tried the bathroom, it's far better acoustics. So, when it comes to music and songs, we're concerned sometimes with the lyrics, and we're concerned sometimes with the music and the total thing together. But there's an X factor, like as you're saying, it took a year to hit the X factor, and just somebody knows, aye, that's right, we'll can that and go with that.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing and it's beyond definition, but I hope in this programme we've shared a little exploration into the power of music to be a mood changer. So thanks, Lewis, for sharing your wisdom.
It's been a pleasure.
You are an encyclopedia of these things. We've just time to leave you with this one last song. This is Graham Kendrick, and for me, I believe the words very passionately and the lyrics are great, but it just also has that capacity, like these other songs. You cannot listen to this and come away feeling the same as you were at the start. So bye for now.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
He is just and true in all his ways.
He is just and true in all his ways.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
He is just and true in all his ways.
He is just and true in all his ways.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Different faces, He made us one. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to be a family.